The police have contacted you, and what have they told you?
Well, they simply told me that they found, during their investigations into this whole sorry episode with News of the World, they'd found a file with my personal details, name, home address, and my home landline and mobile numbers. And my home landline is an ex-directory number and is only known to a very small number of people.
So they're not telling you for certain that your phones have been hacked, but they have said your information, private information, is definitely there.
Yes. They said they were making contact with me now because they were aware that this would be in the media, in the press this morning. So they were just giving me advance notice, but they've said they will keep in touch with me.
Did they tell you, Mr. Folks, when they found it?
No.
Which is interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of this information has actually been there for some time.
Yes, I'm beginning to understand the full depth of this, and that, as you quite rightly say, it seems that the police have known about this for quite some time.
And the conversations that they would have heard had they listened in, presumably your growing anguish during that period when you were beginning to realise that, that your son was going to be among those who had died.
Yes, 6 years ago tomorrow. In 2005, after the explosions in London, nobody from the authorities contacted us or any of the families at all for quite some days. And so that we were in a very dark place there, and we were using the phone frantically trying to get information about David and where he may have been and if he was in hospital or whatever, and obviously talking to families and friends and talking very intimately about very personal issues, and the thought that these guys may have been listening to that is just horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point, isn't it, that what they were listening to. I mean, sometimes the term public interest is used, and people sometimes defend, and in some cases perhaps rightly defend, intercepting calls, but in your case that absolutely cannot be the case. They were just hearing the most intimate of private conversations.
Well, yes, and that just, it kind of fills you with horror, really, because we were in a very dark place, and you think that it's about as dark as it can get, and then you realise that there's somebody out there that can make it even darker. These people, if it pans out that they were indeed listening, these people really need to be subject to the law.
What would you say to Rupert Murdoch if you could speak directly to him,
I'd very much like to meet him face to face and have a very in-depth discussion with him about responsibility and the power that he has and how it should be used appropriately. I'd very much like to meet him and have that discussion.